Sam W.D. Mohammedan is coming upon us. Follow that noble leadership. Let him be the leader. Let us follow him. He is on the path straight. He's in the Quran, and he's in the way of Prophet Muhammad. Let us follow this bold leadership. Listen, I'm getting out of here. I'm waiting for W.D. Mohammed to come to feed us so we can go back to New York and continue our challenge of Chicago and Atlanta and Dallas and all other masses around the country, that we can show that we're going to back our leader, that we will make the Iranians, if they can back Khomeini like they back him, we will back our leadership in a real way and get the results done. There's no God but Allah. As-salamu alaykum. All praise is due to Allah. Okay, you heard that, Chicago. Heard that, Chicago. All right, brother Zell. Nothing like a challenge, huh? Get you up and get you moving. Look at this. I look out here and see a whole lot of new faces. People who are visitors. As a result of the challenge that our beloved leader put to us Friday. Now we're gonna keep this spirit and keep this motivation going. Because it is a manifestation of what we can do once we get up and go ahead and do it. The people that we came in contact with today, who we disputed against some twisted concepts, those people were victimized. And the only way they can be victimized is if we do not live up to the responsibility that we have in taking the truth, as Allah has blessed us to see it, to the people. Our strength is greater than what we realize. And the only way to realize your strength is in the testing it. The test you just underwent between Friday and today manifested your strength, brothers and sisters. When I look out here now, and each of you should look around and just look at some of these new faces that's out here. This is a test of your strength. And it's not just your strength, it's the strength of the word that you've been sitting here getting week after week after week from Imam Wallace bin Muhammad. And the strength is not in Imam Wallace bin Muhammad alone. The strength is in the Quran, in this light that is revealed in this book, and the inspiration of Almighty God to him that gives us power. It's a power that enables us to reach into the hearts and minds and spirits of people and wake them up in the areas that have been dormant and docile and under the inertia force of materialism for a long time. For so long, they don't even know what it is to feel like this again. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I feel like a new man now. I feel like a new man now after what I've experienced today in getting out and moving on what Allah has blessed me to understand, like I haven't moved in a long time. And I thank Allah for it, and I'm not going to let it die. And I'll meet the challenge of Brother Imam. And I'm going to get on your case, brother, and move you. Because I can't think. The Imam's challenge is not just me and him. The challenge that the Imam has made is the community that he believes is going to back him up. Now, I'm going to accept that challenge, brothers and sisters. Are you going to back me up? Allahu Akbar. You got it. All praise is to Allah. Brothers and sisters, those of you who are visiting with us, you are a breath of fresh air. You are a breath of fresh air, and what you have actually contributed more to the spirit and atmosphere of this masjid than you realize. And you have a blessing in store for you. You have a blessing in store for you for the charity that you have contributed to this community. Your coming here has done something for us. And in a few minutes, the Honorable Wallace bin Muhammad, by the grace of Allah, is going to do something for you. The subject that he has prepared for us is the keys for successful living. The keys for successful living. He's going to come to us and give us this lecture, and you will be greatly benefited. We are beginning to realize our benefit in that we were able to bring you here. To bring you here, we had to use some of those keys. We had to use some of those keys that he's been giving us for so long. Brothers and sisters, without a second delay, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. Takbir! Takbir! Takbir!
Assalamu alaikum. May the peace be unto you. All praise is due to Allah, God alone, who created the heavens and the earth, who gave everything its nature, and then afterwards, the guidance. We thank Allah for the opportunity to address you here today, and for the opportunity to address the national community by a telephone hookup. I have heard some of the very inspiring words of the two speakers who spoke before me, and we certainly appreciate their support, and I personally appreciate their kind and generous compliments. Now, I would like to read a verse from the Quran. Our talk this afternoon is on the keys of successful living and what implications that has for our national and government life as well as our personal lives. If you can bear patiently with me for a while, as I find this chapter in the Quran, I'm looking for a chapter in the Quran. We really appreciate brothers and sisters who are used to sitting on the floor, giving our guests the seats in the balcony. Those who are not used to that, well, and they are our guests, we should make them comfortable while they're here. After sitting on the floor so long, you get uncomfortable in a chair up there. It's actually more healthy, believe me, it's more healthy to sit on the floor than in the chair. The average chair puts the pressure on some of your main arteries that's under your leg, right under the leg, and you get problems from that. Chapter 64. That's the Ghab one. How many of you were listening at WBMX this morning? Very good. Very good. And Sister Cheryl, she's not a Muslim, but she's a sister. Sister Cheryl Smith is the host of that show. And I had met her some time ago when she was working for WBBM. CBS, I believe it is. At the BBM. We were doing a taping at WBBM, and she was the one who they assigned to show us around and take us where we had to make the tape. And now she has her own radio show. She had some very interesting guests on this morning. A Bilalian who owns, I understand, he owns a McDonald's downtown, the Loop. And is doing well, a successful businessman. And Mr. Travis, one of the most successful businessmen we have in the African-American community. Mr. Dempsey Travis. Programming very well. He was a good, very good host, and the callers that called in were very nice, I thought. Sometimes you have vicious people, you know, call in on those shows. Vera Beach at that time. It's really encouraging to see the brothers and sisters out inviting people to the community again in the spirit that we used to have about 6 or 7 years ago, you know. It's very, very encouraging. As I was pulling up, I saw a brother, one of the brothers who, he's regularly in attendance here, and he was inviting people, giving them the circles on the street, and inviting them to come in. If we have anything that is good for us, we should want to share it with others. And that's not out of the desire to indoctrinate anybody, it's out of the desire to share something with your brothers and sisters in the humanity, in the great field of humanity. But those who want to keep us all divided against each other, they try to make us feel that you are trying to force people to join your religion just by inviting them to come to your meetings, you know. So you all proselytize. You all want to indoctrinate people. You're proselytized. What did Jesus do? Didn't he proselytize? Yes. He wasn't satisfied just to go in the synagogue. He went outside of the synagogue. And the pope that they have now, he's following Jesus' way. He's called the traveling pope. Jesus was a roving preacher, a roving ambassador for God. And now the pope has taken on, this pope we have now, he's taken on that same character, same role. They call him the traveling pope. I just heard it on the news today. They referred to him as a traveling pope. Or you're supposed to just teach your own community. Where do you think these people came from? They came from the world. And those that Jesus got, where did they come from? He said, out of the world. So he didn't say, God, where is your people you made already? Where are the people that already believe? He went and got people out of the world. Yes. Try to make religion feel guilty for wanting to see other people become a part of that religion. That's the strategy of Satan. And not Satan in any invisible form, Satan invisible form. That's the strategy of Satan. So let's not let them intimidate us. Let us be courageous in inviting people to the way of God. And we're going to make this evil world ashamed of its position. So I want to read a few verses from the beginning of this chapter. 64 of the Quran. Quran is an Arabic word. In English, they normally refer to this book as Quran. And they spell it K-O-R-A-N, Quran, and they pronounce it Quran. But Muslims have, Yusuf Abdullah Ali, who did the translation here from Arabic into English, they prefer to give an English rendering that will bring the people as close as possible to the correct pronunciation. So he has used the letter Q instead of K to help the people get the pronunciation Quran. I now read the translation as it is given in the translation by Yusuf Ali. Taghabun, or mutual loss and gain. With the name Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Verse 1. Whatever is in the heavens and on earth doth declare the praises and glory of God. To him belongs dominion. And to him belongs praise. And he has power over all things. Verse 2. It is he who has created you. And of you are some that are believers. And of you are some that are unbelievers. and some that are believers. And God sees well all that you do. Verse 3. He has created the heavens and the earth in just proportion. That is, on the principle of equality and justice. In just proportion. And has given you shape and has made your shape beautiful. And to him is the final goal. And God speaks truth. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, God the Mightiest speaks truth. I will make brief comments on these verses, and then we will go into our talk almost immediately following my comment on these verses of the Quran from chapter 64, titled Mutual Loss and Gain. That's the Ghab one in Arabic. Human beings, in their search for the understanding of this great world of reality, have for the most part been sincere and innocent, but many of them were not guided by God. In fact, the great majority have not been guided by God. They have been searching with their own tools that are limited. The result of that is that man has misinterpreted the nature of this world, of this universe. And man has thought that there's a good force operating and an evil force operating that is responsible for the good and the bad. There is one force operating, and that is Allah. And there is one law operating, that's Allah's law. And bad is only the result of our disobedience to that law. There is no super creature called demon, Satan, that has created a world of evil or has been in existence and eternally, that will be in existence for eternity, who has power over human beings and human beings can't contend with him? No. Allah says in the Quran that Satan, the devil, has no power over you except the power you give him. He tempts you and you follow the temptation. That's your fault. And Satan has no originality. He has no origin in the natural order of things. We cannot say that this universe shows the works of God and the works of Satan. We can't say that natural life shows the work of God and the works of Satan. Natural life shows only the works of God, not the works of Satan. According to the Quran, and the brother before me, Imam Siraj of Brooklyn, he kind of lightly referred to the teaching, to the earlier teachings in the Quran, the teachings of the beginning of Satan. Iblis. According to the Quran, there were angels. No Satan. And when God said he was going to make a ruler in the earth, one of the leading ones over the angels, by the name of Iblis, thought that he was better qualified for that position. And he became proud, arrogant, and it led him to rebellion. He rebelled against God.
attitude eventually brought about Satan. That attitude and its belief caused more and more deterioration until that spirit became Satan. For God cast him out of his favor and cast man out for following him. And the result was that that attitude increased. And that being who had that attitude became Satan. All right? So that's verse 1. We have made some comments on verse 1. So you'll understand what God is saying when he says, whatever is in the heavens, on earth, doth declare the praise and glory of God. To him belongs dominion, and to him belongs praise, and he has power over all things. Satan has no power over anything. And he has no rule. Satan has no rule. The dominion, all of it, belongs to Allah. To one God only. Well, how come evil is dominating our lives? He call you and you come. You don't have to come. Satan call you and you come. The second verse brings our attention to a fact that we as anxious, righteous servants of God apt to overlook sometimes. We, in our innocent enthusiasm, forget that some people are just the children of Satan. And they are not around for any good. They're around for bad. Their intention is not good. Their intention is for bad. They are not people who are inclined to find truth, or inclined to look for truth, or inclined to follow truth and righteousness. No, the spirit that's dominating them is the spirit of untruth and the spirit of unrighteousness. They have decided in their hearts long time ago that their way of life is unrighteousness and untruth. So we shouldn't be disappointed when we see some people saying, I don't like your religion. God has already told us that among people are those whose intent is on being good and truthful. And among people are also those whose intent is on being hypocrites, untruthful, and unrighteous. So don't fret yourself. Don't worry yourself when you see people turning away from this guidance. Verse 3 now. Comment on verse 3. Man, in his searching for truth, without the light, guidance of Almighty God, has not only interpreted that there is some great demon God competing with the real God, but he has also interpreted that the natural world, and especially as the natural world is seen in a human nature, is an evil. Allah says, I have made your form, and I have made your form excellent. This translation says beautiful. Ahsan means made it excellent. Excellence not only in one way, excellence is excellent. Excellence in every way. In appearance, in its nature, in its potential, in every way, God says it is that is excellent. He has made it excellent. So, if you understand what I'm saying now, and you believe that God says what I'm reading from the revelation of God, you should never again give a second thought to any kind of racial inferiority. There's no such thing as racial inferiority. There's moral inferiority. The inferior are the morally inferior. And the superior or the morally superior. And there's no superiority or inferiority based on racial differences. For God has not given us different natures. He's given us one nature. And our difference in complexion is no more than the difference in the color of paper. In fact, it's less than that. Because the color of paper is a chemical. Yes. And our color is changed just by a little sunshine. A little sunshine changes the pigmentation. Yes. And put you in it long enough under the direct rays of it, in time will do for you what the oven will do for white biscuits. And you know what happens to white biscuits if you leave them in the oven too long. We have here a couple of announcements that I'm going to make before getting into our talk. I see the friends of the devils are leaving. So that's good. We will wear the patience of a devil out. The devil cannot have patience with me. Evil never changes. It just changes its colors, but it's still the same. Yes. In the days of Prophet Muhammad, and it's recorded for us, say that a group of them would say, let us go in and join their ranks. And at a certain point, let us all leave, and that will dishearten, dispirit the rest of the people. They'll say, why are those enthusiastic people leaving? There must be something wrong with Muhammad's order. Those people came in seeming to be sincere. They were enthusiastic, and they just were left. Now, it's not a fact that those people were that plotting like that, but it's good for you to know those plots, to be aware of that kind of plot. Yes, they look like Arabs, like my Muslims, you see. They came in, they look like Arabs. And they sit among us, and they get up and leave. That's disrespect. A well-meaning Arab Muslim would not leave without making some kind of gesture to the speaker, to let the speaker know that I don't like to leave, but I have to leave. Yes. Be different if he had been sitting here for 2 hours. Maybe he's tired. But it's just now 10 minutes that I've been here talking, or less. The first announcement comes from the Islamic Studies Department of Wayne Community College in Detroit, Michigan. There is a great opportunity there that I hope many of you in the world community of Islam in the West will take advantage of. There are courses offered technology and culture, history survey, introductory Arabic, one and English one, Muslim world civilization, world peoples and societies, introductory Arabic 2 and English 2, Muslim world political systems, immediate Arabic, conversational Arabic, Muslim world international relations, intermediate Arabic 2, introduction to political science, Muslim world contemporary issues, and other courses, elective courses. I've just been sent a note here, and it shows you that when you stand up for truth, the people come at you with the same old arguments, the same old hatred, the same old slanderous things. A note has been just given to me by spirit. And it says, there are a group of people that say that the D in my name means devil. They said of Jesus that he was the representative of the devil. Yes, that's what they said about Jesus. That the devil, the devil is his spirit. The devil is the spirit in him. Yes. So you are just bearing witness that I am a man like Jesus. To me, and I see such a great chance, opportunity here for the members of this community, that I have called for a meeting this coming Saturday in Detroit, Michigan, at the Mestet in Detroit, Michigan. If any of you don't have the address of the Detroit Michigan Masjid, all you have to do is consult the Bilalian newspaper or ask the office of your masjid for the address before leaving your masjid. And I'm making this address nationally, but there might be some interested person who would like to take these courses and on the East Coast, the West Coast, or in some other areas. No matter what area you're in, if you're interested in these courses and you have the means for traveling to Detroit, Michigan, and I believe everything else will be taken care of. It's a shame that these colleges have non-Muslim teaching Islam. Non-Muslim professors, some Zionists, professors are teaching Islam in these colleges and universities simply because no Muslims are available. No Muslims present themselves as qualified to handle these courses, Islamic studies. America just recently got interested in Islamic studies in Arabic, and there's a great field open. So why miss this opportunity to do a service in your religion, and also have a career opportunities. We hope that soon, within a year or so, we will have our college open. We have already received sizable contributions, and we have formed already the board of directors, excellent people from our community and from outside of our community. We hope to meet this February of 1980 and at least decide upon the qualifications we are looking for in a dean of that college, so that we can very soon find the right dean for this college. We have the facilities, wicked elements in our government would like to take our facilities away from us, but we do have facilities. They're bringing us to court claiming that the state of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has rights to these facilities. And they know they are doing nothing but sticking us up as any other criminal gunman in the street would stick up somebody. But because they are the court, we can't be heard. They won't let you speak. And they hope that the public won't know what's happening. But inshallah, if they rip us off behind the closet door in the alley, we are going to tell it on the Broadway. We're going to let the whole world know what they're doing. And when God is in you, when you are following God in His way, ain't nothing they can do to stop you but put you in the grave. And I said 3 years ago, I'd rather see this community made one big graveyard than to see us let other forces dominate our community that take us away from the truth and from righteousness. And I meant it then, and I mean it now. And we won't die. We'll live. Obedience to God is life. Fear of other people and disobedience to God is death. I regret that those who differ with me from the old Nation of Islam are not here on the hookup to hear this talk today. They need this life very much. If anyone would like to have the address to the college in Michigan, the address, and you should write Muslim World Studies, Wayne, that's W-A-Y-N-E, Wayne Community College, 8551 Greenfield Road, G-R-E-E-N-F-I-E-L-D, Greenfield Road, 8551 Greenfield Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48228. Detroit, Michigan, 48228. Care of, pardon me, attention, put on the letter attention. Dr. Abdul Munim Shakir. To make it short, you can just put Dr. A, period, Shakir, S-H-A-K-I-R. Dr. S-H-A-K-I-R, Shakir. I hope to be in Detroit for this meeting at their masjid there, Midwest Regional Masjid, no later than 9 o'clock Saturday morning. I hope the regional imam will inform the other imams in the Detroit area and also in the large masjids of the Midwest area so that they will join us there no later than 10 a.m. Saturday morning. We hope to begin this college opportunity, career opportunity, seminar for the community. The second announcement is concerning the name book that we put out in 1976, I believe it was. Yes, 1976. It was put out by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad Mosque, that is Masjid, in Chicago in 1976. The community members who are listening, listen very closely to what I'm about to say to you so you'll understand what problems we have with this name book. At that time, our community was still far from being in the light of Quran and in the path of the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. At that time, we had only a few ideas about our religion, and a lot of spirit to dignify ourselves as a race. We were like a black movement, a nationalistic movement. And our main problem was what it is now for many of us, the need for a natural, comparable identity. So I, myself, set the design for this name book. And if you notice, some of the names refer to land, nations, the best name, if you read the book carefully, the book says the best name is the names of God. But all of you at that time couldn't appreciate the names of God. And right now, I'm sure that there are some of you who can't appreciate the names of God. Some of you would rather be named Kuma Wuma Zumba Zipwa. Of the lost continent of Shuba Duba Weekba. From the far south region of Black Africa. You know. You don't care what it means, just so long as it identifies with something black a long time ago. And we don't actually reject people who feel like that. In fact, we sympathize and we even identify with people who feel like that. Because after all, we ourselves were stealing in the dark for a way back to our natural identity. But be very careful to choose names that are compatible with the Quran and with your religion. I didn't know something.